This is the news in brief from the United Nations. UN agencies, together with the Bangladesh authorities, have appealed for $877 million to support hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees from Myanmar, where conditions are still not conducive for their safe return, UN Refugee Agency Chief Filippo Grandi said on Tuesday. In August 2017, a military operation in Myanmar's Rakhine State, in response to separatist violence, prompted hundreds of thousands of ethnic Rohingya to flee. Speaking on the sidelines of an appeal for 855,000 ethnic Rohingya and more than 440,000 vulnerable Bangladeshis in host communities, Mr. Grandi urged Myanmar to take quicker action to help the displaced return home to Rakhine State and integrate in their own country.
The solution continues to be in Myanmar. The problem is that things that need to be done there to create conditions for refugees to return from Bangladesh into Myanmar are too slow and or not happening yet. Freedom of movement, return of internally displaced people that are in camps in Rakhine State, respect of housing, land, property.
Mr. Grandi insisted that the Rohingya needed clarity on the pathway to citizenship that various commissions have indicated as being the fundamental step that needs to be taken in reference to recommendations by UN-appointed panels of experts. To the Human Rights Council now, which heard on Tuesday that child sexual exploitation, sexual abuse and the use of children in prostitution are a reality in all parts of the world. In a report to member states at the UN's Top Rights Forum, Maud Dubois-Boukicio reiterated concerns about protection gaps for children who increasingly use the internet at a younger age. She warned that while the growth of the internet had benefited people's lives, it also offered secrecy and anonymity to perpetrators who often acted with utter impunity.
To eradicate this scourge, we need political will at the highest level. Determined and responsible leadership will eventually change the society as a whole, impacting private individuals and business companies whose responsibility is increasingly obvious. We must make sure that children know their rights, that their views matter, and can safely report abuse, and they can challenge any person, no matter the authority or power he or she has over them.
The Special Rapporteur on the Sale and Sexual Exploitation of Children warned that young boys and girls are lured with false promises and coerced into the sex trade, domestic servitude, forced labour, begging and forced marriage. She also noted that some states still prosecute children who are forced to carry out online pornographic displays. This is despite clear guidance from child rights experts that children are victims and should never be criminalised. And finally, to South Sudan, where we're not used to hearing a lot of good news, perhaps. After years of fighting between political opponents, that's left a protection crisis and major humanitarian problems. Now, in a welcome development, UN peacekeepers have just unveiled a large solar panel farm in the capital, Juba. The project, which was 14 months in the making, aims to reduce the environmental impact of the mission and make its operations more sustainable. Speaking to UN News, peacekeeping force engineer Asharam Nemafuki said that the solar farm could save about 3,000 litres of fuel every day. The installation is expected to reduce the number of noisy, expensive and inefficient fuel generators from 5 to 2. It will meet the energy needs of 9 office buildings and the accommodation units of all the military personnel at the UN headquarters. Daniel Johnson, UN News.